because the Eagles play the AFC South this year, we want to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars and their busy offseason. So we bring in Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union. And Ryan, it has been a busy offseason for the Jaguars, busy in free agency. We'll start at running back, where one of the best players in franchise history, Maurice Jones-Drew, is gone. Toby Gerhart is in. What does that mean for the Jaguars' offense?
Well, definitely a different dynamic. Maurice Jones-Drew, as you said, one of the top players in this franchise's 20-year history. But coming off an injury in 2012, had statistically his worst year in 2013, so they wanted to move on. And, let's face it, they took a little bit of a gamble on Gerhart, who's been Adrian Peterson's backup. But I think what they're going to find is they wanted more yards after contact. They wanted a younger, fresher back and somebody who would accept a role that is a starter, but is also knows they're not going to get 20 carries a game.
Jaguars also reworking the offensive line a bit, paying big money to bring in Zane Beatles, formerly of the Denver Broncos. Is there a sense with all the moves the Jaguars made in free agency that maybe this franchise is ready to take the next step here?
Well, they're confident they're going to take the next step. It's just I don't think that's going to be a playoff step. The expectations are going to be realistic because this roster was just so completely awful when this regime took over, and they had to, tear it down even more to start building it back up. And, coming off the 4-12 season, if they can make a jump to 6-10, regardless who plays quarterback, Chad Henne or a rookie, then they look at next offseason as maybe they can get into contention for a spot in the playoffs. But this year is, year two of this process. They're calling it phase two, but there's still a lot of steps that need to be made.
Well, you touched on it, Ryan. The Jaguars re-signed Chad Henne, but they do have that third overall pick. What is your sense? Do you think they'll go quarterback, or do you think they'll go somewhere else?
I would be stunned if they went quarterback at number three. If they stay at three, I think Sammy Watkins from Clemson, the receiver, he makes a ton of sense. This team needs speed, and they need playmakers, and they especially need that receiver because you can't count on Justin Blackmon, who remains suspended. So that means this team is without a legitimate number one receiver, even if Blackmon hadn't made to that point yet. So Watkins makes a lot of sense. Regardless of the quarterback, he would make the quarterback better.
All right, well, Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union breaks down the Jaguars offseason here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
All right, thank you.